Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Moe's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you finally on this beautiful and hot Friday in Oklahoma. It's about, 89 degrees outside. The summer heat is on, but I am ready to talk sports with you. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice at hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Mo's Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. Don't forget, the show's also available on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And I believe the show's also available on iTunes as well. But we have a big show planned for you today. This has been my I haven't had a show in about a week? Has it been a week? Yeah, I think it's a week, because last Friday I canceled because I went and watched Wonder Woman. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then Monday, Blog Talk Radio has some technical issues. I'm glad Blog Talk Radio got that figured out, so sorry about that. But I am ready to do my last Friday show for a while. But we have a big show planned for today. We're going to talk all about the NBA Finals. Also, we'll talk about some big college football news, Bob Stoops' retirement. We'll talk about that. Also, we'll talk some other sports like the Stanley Cup Finals, as well as some Major League Baseball. And hopefully, in about 15 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week one more time for the last time for the foreseeable future, Chatting with Gray. We'll get his thoughts on the NBA Finals. Also, we'll get his thoughts on the NBA offseason and Bob Stoops' retirement if he does come on in about 15 minutes. Before we talk about the NBA Finals, we can talk about Wonder Woman. I did see Wonder Woman. I'm going to give it 3 stars out of 4. Pretty good plot. I thought the plot was a little quick. It was a little too fast, in my opinion. I know the movie was 2 hours and 21 minutes, but I thought it was too fast of a tempo for the plot, but still a good plot, and also great action. So very impressed with Gal Gadot. I think I'm pronouncing her name right, as Wonder Woman. Very impressive performance by her. Like I said, very, very good action. I will say I didn't like the part of adding Zeus in there. I could have done without that, so I thought that was a little bit ridiculous. I'm going to give it 3 stars out of 4. Also, I did see American Sniper as well for the first time. I thought that was really good. I'm going to give that 3 stars as well. First time on cable TV. I know that movie's a little old, but I definitely liked American Sniper. Chris Cowell was definitely I think I'm saying his name right. I think he was definitely an American hero. There's no doubt about that. My goodness, that was an impressive movie, even though I saw online that some of it was made up, and I didn't like that. Why are you going to make up some of this stuff? Just stick to what actually happened. But anyway, that's my thoughts on that. But let's turn our attention to the NBA Finals. And like I said, I haven't had a show since last Monday. So let's talk about the 3 games that took place in the NBA Finals. On Thursday, Game 1, Golden State, they dominated Cleveland, beat them 113-91. Kevin Durant was big time. Big time performance there by Kevin Durant. He scored 38 points on 14-26 shooting. He also had 8 rebounds and 8 assists. Steph Curry, he had 28 points and 10 assists. No other Golden State Warrior player was in double figures. Draymond Green and Klay Thompson struggled. They shot a combined 6-28, and they still won by 22 points. They only shot 43% from the field, and they were 12-33 from threes. But the big key for the Warriors, they had 31 assists and just 4 turnovers in Game 1. Also, they dominated early on the offensive glass, and I thought that was an area that Cleveland had an advantage. Warriors took advantage of them on the offensive glass. in the first half especially. And great defense by the Warriors in the second half. Now, some people will say they were overly aggressive. Maybe there should have been some more foul calls, but I thought they played excellent defense for the most part. There was a call missed here or there, but that wouldn't have changed the outcome of that game. LeBron James did have close to a triple-double. He had 28 points, 15 rebounds, and 8 assists, but he only scored 11 points in the second half. I thought he needed to be a little more aggressive. He also had 8 turnovers as well. Kyrie Irving scored 24 in Game 1. Kevin Love scored 15, but on 4 of 13 shooting. He did have 21 rebounds. The bench was just 6-24, and that's been an issue just about all series long for the Cavaliers, their bench, their lack of bench protection. Also, Tristan Thompson, he's been MIA. He scored 0 points and had 4 rebounds. I mean, where is this man at? I had as many points as Tristan Thompson did in Game 1. That's ridiculous. The Cavaliers shot just 35% from the field. They were 11-31 from threes, and they had 20 turnovers, which the Warriors turned into 21 points. That hectic pace, to me, that favors the Warriors. I know the Cavs, that's the pace they like to play at, but sometimes you have to change. The weakness for the Warriors teams, if there is a weakness, is you have to dominate them on the inside. You have to dominate them on the glass. You have to slow the pace down. And the Cavaliers have been trying to run with the Warriors, and that's just not going to work out for you. Also, the Cavaliers lack of defensive intensity. They gave up way too many easy baskets. The key in transition is to stop the ball. The Cavaliers did not stop the ball in transition at all in Game 1. They tried to defend three-point shooters and gave up wide-open dunks. It was ridiculous. So that's what happened in Game 1. So the Warriors went up 1-0. And then Game 2 on Sunday, the Warriors dominated the Cavaliers in the second half. They won going away 132-113. Kevin Durant, again, another big-time performance by him. 33 points and 13 rebounds. Steph Curry had 32 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds, a triple-double. Klay Thompson added 22, got out of his shooting slump. Draymond Green had 12 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. 6 Warrior players were in double figures. They shot 52% and they hit 18 threes. They had 34 assists, a great ball movement by the Golden State Warriors. What else is new? They were plus 12 on the glass. And that, if the Cavaliers had any chance to win this series, they had to dominate on the glass, and that just has not taken place. Like I said, Tristan Thompson has been missing in action. And also, the Warriors, they turned the ball over 20 times, and they still won by almost 20 points. I mean, what in the world? LeBron James did have a triple-double. He had 29 points, 14 assists, and 11 rebounds. Kevin Love had a really good game, too. He had 27 points and 7 rebounds. Kyrie Irving struggled. He scored 19, but on 8 of 23 shooting. As a team, they shot just 45%, and they were 8 of 29 from threes. And that's, you know, the Cavaliers can, they outshot the Warriors in the playoffs from the three-point line, but they've really struggled to hit the three in the NBA Finals. Give credit to the Warriors' perimeter defense. Also, the Cavaliers, the effort was better in Game 2, but they still lost by 19. That has to be demoralizing. They came out with some defensive intensity, but it was not enough. It was not enough in that one. So the Warriors, they hold serve at home. They go up 2-0. So if you're a Cavalier fan at that time, you're saying, okay, you know what? The Warriors, they just handle their business at home. We can win Game 3. The Warriors are only favored by 3 points, so if you're a Cavalier fan, you have to feel good about your chance of winning Game 3. And I really thought the Cavaliers said, oh, they're not going to get swept. I don't see a LeBron James-led team getting swept. But look, they're at the doorstep of getting swept because Golden State did come back and beat Cleveland 118-113. Great late run by Golden State. They finished the game on an 11-0 run. Kevin Durant scored 31 points at 8 rebounds. He had some big shots. And I know a lot of people around here don't like Kevin Durant and his decision that he made to go to Golden State. And I can understand that, but, man, he is playing some big-time basketball. There's no doubt after the Warriors close out the Cavaliers tonight, we'll talk about that a little bit in a minute here, there's no doubt that he's the MVP of the NBA Finals. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he has played some outstanding basketball. And that's really why Golden State brought him. It wasn't to win the West. It was to beat Cleveland in the NBA Finals, and that's what they're doing. Klay Thompson was big time. He scored 30 points. Steph Curry had 26 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists on Wednesday night. Draymond Green was in a lot of foul trouble. He had 8 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. He just does a little bit of everything. They shot 48%. They hit 16 threes. Again, that 11-0 run late was big. And you have to give them credit on the defensive end. They struggled most of the night to stop dribble drive penetration, but they got stops. late in that game. That was the big key in them winning. LeBron James, he scored 39 points, but on 15 of 27 shooting. So he shot well. He had 11 rebounds and 9 assists, but he struggled late, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Kyrie Irving, he scored 38 points, had 6 rebounds. And J.R. Smith, he played really well. He scored 16 points. But Kevin Love, he scored 9 points on 1 of 9 shooting. He did have 13 rebounds and 6 steals, but 9 points is just not enough. And also, the Cavaliers bench, just not enough production from their bench. Cal Corver was better. He missed that big shot late. The Cavaliers shot just 44% from the field. They were 12 of 44 from threes, and also they were out-rebounded by 7 again. If the Cavaliers had any chance of winning this series, they could not be out-rebounded by the undersized Warriors team. Also, I thought late it was too much one-on-one basketball by the Cavaliers, too much Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie Irving, he's one of my favorite players. He's Duke fan, but he was too much one-on-one basketball by Kyrie Irving. Not enough ball movement, not enough player movement. For LeBron James, he only scored 11 points in the fourth quarter. Durant outscored LeBron James 30. He's outscored him 31-11 in the fourth quarter. I believe LeBron James only scored 2 points in that fourth quarter. It's been an issue. And look, a lot of people are saying maybe he's getting worn down, maybe he's tired, and that's true. He has a lot of responsibility. It's not like Kevin Durant; he can get more rest. He doesn't have as much responsibility as LeBron James. They just have the Warriors have so much of an offensive arsenal. There's no doubt about that. That's true, but you have to make big time plays late, and LeBron James did not do that. He made the right decision by passing Kyle Korver for that open three. 9 times out of 10, Kyle Korver will knock that down. But I can't understand you like to see LeBron James more aggressive and get into the basket. But again, he is worn down. He played 46 of 48 minutes. So, and a lot of people are saying that if they do get swept tonight, if the Cavaliers do get swept tonight, that puts a ding to LeBron James' legacy. I don't buy into that narrative. I never thought LeBron James was on the level of a Michael Jordan anyway. But that being said, just the Warriors, just a better team. I didn't think the Warriors were going to sweep the Cavaliers. I give anyone props who thought that was going to happen. I didn't think that was going to happen. I didn't think a LeBron James-led team would get swept. And then they're on the precipice of that happening tonight. I would pick the Warriors, obviously, to win tonight. I just think the Cavaliers had their chance in Game 3. That was their best chance to win. I think their chances are over. If you disagree with me, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. I would love to hear from you. I would love to see it would be great to see a team go 16-0 in the playoffs. Even the 95-96 Bulls team didn't do that, even though I still think that's the greatest team that I've ever seen. But the two that have the Warriors do win tonight, you have to put them up there. There's no doubt about that. You have to put them up there. So we'll talk more about that in our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg, coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. When we come back, we'll talk about college football and some other sports topics. We'll do all that next on Sports Talk.
Sean Khalid from Man. Don't shine.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. We got it cooking like a one-eyed stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah. I never feared death.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We can talk NBA Finals, anything in the world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Let's turn to some other sports topics. College football. Usually we don't talk college football in June, but we had something really big happen in the state of Oklahoma, something unexpected. Bob Stoops retires. That was not expected. I was definitely shocked about that Bob Stoops retired on Wednesday. Wow. Very, very shocking news. He's only, 56. It was health the reason? We don't know. Like I said, health probably has something to do with it because I wouldn't have, if he had, you know, retired at the end of the year, I would have said, okay, I can understand that a little bit, but retiring effective immediately, maybe something's wrong with his health, so prayers to Bob Stoops. But again, someone pointed out to me, too, that maybe this was the perfect time for Bob Stoops to retire. He definitely put OU football back on track. 10 Big 12 titles. I know he only won one national title, but he went to three other national championship games, which is really impressive. Now, that's the knock on Bob Stoops, that he should have won more titles. But besides that LSU game, I thought that's the game they should have won. Florida and USC were a really good football teams, so I wasn't shocked at all that they lost those two title games. But still, you could count year in and year out that Bob Stoops is going to put a really good football team out there. Now, you're not 100% sure about that. It'll be interesting to see. The next coach is going to be Lincoln Riley, an offensive guru. He's done a great job running the offense for OU. He's a young guy. He's younger than me, so it'll be interesting to see how he handles being the coach from OU. Now, this team that they're bringing in next this coming up season is loaded. I was a little surprised, and we'll talk about this with our favorite Saban Week, Chatting with Gray. I was a little surprised that OU didn't do a national search. But there has to be something said for continuity with the program, and you want to stick with what's working right now. And, I mean, OU has really got it going on right now, especially offensively. So it'll be interesting to see how Lincoln Riley, how he does with OU. Obviously, like I said, as the head coach of OU, again, we'll talk about that a little bit more with our favorite segment when we chat in with Gray. We can also talk about the Stanley Cup Finals. Pittsburgh, they're up 3-2. They whipped the Nashville Predators 6-0. That was an absolute beatdown last night in Pittsburgh. Home ice has, I mean, my goodness, you talk about usually home ice in hockey, but it's meant a lot in the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, these teams have really dominated on their home ice. I expect this series to go 7. Game 6 will be Sunday back in Nashville. I expect Nashville to win that, and we'll be talking about a Game 7 on Monday. We'll definitely do that on my last show on Monday. Also, we can talk Major League Baseball as well. How about them Yankees taking 2 out of 3 from Boston? They won the last two games by a combined score of 17-1. The offense is really hitting on all cylinders right now. Gary Sanchez hit 2 home runs and had 6 RBIs last night. Up next for the AL East leading Yankees, the Baltimore O's in a weekend series in the Yankee Stadium. Also, we can talk about OU softball. They went back-to-back winning another national title. Patty Gasso, I mean, man, she's done a great job with the OU softball program as they go back-to-back. Also, we can talk college basketball as well. Chris Holtman, he's been named the new Ohio State coach after Thad Matta was fired. That's a really good job. He did a solid job at Butler. I think he'll do a really good job at the Ohio State. It might take a little while, but I think he'll do a good job at Ohio State. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play Greg's theme music one last time, at least for the foreseeable future, and then we'll come back. We'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. We'll do all that next on Moose Sports Talk. Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, during our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg, you can call us up at 1-646-929-0429. We would love to hear from you. I want to thank Greg for being part of the show. He's done a great job with his with my favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. So I'm sure everyone out there has enjoyed it as well. He's brought some really great takes in the sports world. So definitely I want to give thanks to Greg. Hopefully we'll be back if I can get out of my job that will go unnamed. We'll be back in prime time. So hopefully that will be the case. But this is Greg's last segment for a while. So let's get Greg on the line right now. Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing today?
Oh, doing pretty good. Just kind of relaxed, doing a little bit of yard work. But other than that, everything's working out fine.
Wow, you did. Oh, wow, out in this heat, huh?
Well, not too much, but at least trim, at least do some trimming and stuff like that. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, it's hot.
It is, but I tell you what, it's I'd rather be doing yard work in the heat than that. You might not mention it, but if anybody saw that ESPN Jalen versus everybody, okay, I'm just letting you know. I'd rather be doing yard work than watch that.
Yeah,
again.
That was awful.
You know,
and for ESPN to put that on there.
Jalen versus everybody, I think it's called.
Everybody,
so.
Jalen versus everybody. Yeah, that was
everybody,
wow. My
yeah.
goodness. That was some high school material right there. I'm sorry. You know, the stuff they were throwing out there, wow. No ESPN. For Rachel Nichols, a lot of people enjoyed that. For her to go, oh, I'm Northwestern on top, but Florida State on the bottom. What in the world? Okay.
Whoa. Cool.
Whoa. That's what she said. I said, okay.
Oh.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I said, this is, and people enjoyed it. Some people enjoyed it. I'm sure they did. Yeah. Hopefully we'll never see Jalen versus everybody again. I don't want to see that anymore. that was bad.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I heard him on this morning. He was talking about he was hyping it up and everything. Yeah, you're going to really love it. Yeah, it's going to be a big premiere. I'm like, and then when he talked about, yeah, the acting. Okay now. See, yeah. When I hear that, it harks me back to my good old UCO days, man, when that was just so much silliness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. ESPN, the ratings are down, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm thinking, okay, mm-hmm. now, this better be good because, you know, you're struggling at the network, so this better be good. And sure enough, I'd watched, I mean, you saw enough of 5 minutes.
Yeah, the first five minutes. Nope.
and I sat through the 30, try to find some outlook on it, and I mean, I'm like, wow. And the dudes
I watched it all, but
dude.
I should have turned it off after 5 minutes. I said, oh my goodness.
And then one thing before we go on to sports. Yeah,
we'll
then,
talk.
And then the dude, Jalen's wife said, yeah, well, you know, even though Kobe Bryant scored 81 points on you, still won the game. Okay, man. Wow, this is just what.
Man, that was bad.
I've seen UCO material. That's supposed to be at UCO, not at the worldwide leader in sports. Come on now.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So, yeah, 100%. Well, Greg, let's move on and let's talk some NBA finals. The Warriors up 3-0 on the precipice of history. They'll be the first team ever, if they can win tonight, to go 16-0. What are your thoughts so far on the series? Anything surprise you? I'm a little shocked that the Warriors are up 3-0. I thought it would be 2-1 at this point. But what are your thoughts so far on the series? What has stood out to you so far in the NBA Finals?
You know, you have to wonder. When I'm wondering what – by the way, I listened to the voice of our Oklahoma City Thunder, and he was talking about the series is boring. This has been exciting. Say, no, this series has been boring. First of all, dude, I wouldn't be talking because I promise you, if Oklahoma City were in the finals and if someone said this series is boring, you would have been saying, oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, this is a good series. Yeah, because Oklahoma City's in it. But you're not
right.
in it.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, and it makes you wonder. I mean, the first thing I think when Kevin Durant just throws off that three-pointer, I'm thinking, wow, geez, that's what he did for Oklahoma City. I mean,
that was a dagger. That was a big-time shot. There's no doubt about that. Now, what do you think about LeBron James' performance? He's averaged triple doubles, but he's struggling in the fourth quarter. Is some of that due to a lot of responsibility, him playing a lot of minutes, and the Warriors are so deep in town that they've worn him down? What are your thoughts on LeBron James and his NBA Finals? And if they do get swept, do you agree with that? There was a guy on ESPN, Will Kane, which I completely disagree with. He said this will ding LeBron James's legacy. I think that's ridiculous. What are your thoughts on all that, Greg?
Well, I mean, look. It's the ESPN, man. That's all you get to say is, where do they find these people? Come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's Will Kane. Whoa. Whoa, what? I mean, on first take, I don't know if you ever seen this guy, but he'd be throwing out some stuff, man. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? The man's won 3 NBA titles. I know he'll be 3 and 5, and okay, comparing him to Michael Jordan anyway, I thought was ridiculous anyway. So, I mean, he's still going to be one of the top 10 of all times. If you're comparing to Michael Jordan, okay, but the stuff you're throwing out there, this is just completely embarrassing. I mean, the Warriors are really, really good. So, go ahead, Greg.
Well, I heard one guy, I'm driving on the road the other day, listening to some dude on his, I'm telling him for Mike, and they actually asked this question, say, let me ask you this question. Something about, is it LeBron James finals or is it Kevin Durant's finals? I pull up in the driveway. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, wow! I'm speechless. Do y'all just going way down? Come on, yeah, is this right. LeBron James finals or Kevin Durant's finals?
I agree with that. And also the bench, it's not enough protection from the bench as well for the Cavaliers. Their three-point shooting has been bad. So let's look at the head to tonight's game, Greg. Any chance the Cavaliers stay alive and force a game 5, or do you think we'll see history tonight? The Warriors going 16-0. And if we do see history tonight, Greg, how impressive is that to go 16-0 in your opinion? The NBA Plaza has never been done. Are you impressed with that, or do you think the competition is watered down? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's impressive, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. I think it's impressive.
Yeah. I agree.
I was disappointed to see the Spurs lose, but unlike some people, oh man, it's boring. Well, then watch Jalen. Then you probably think Jalen versus everybody is better than the NBA Finals.
Yeah, that's the thing. Enjoy it. You can watch that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be on DVD. I won't be buying it, but yeah.
give it to one of the homegirls. Oh, yeah, they'll love that.
Mm-hmm, I agree with that. There's no doubt about that. But so you like the Warriors to finish it off tonight. And us going 14-1, by the way, can we get some props, folks? Whenever the Warriors do finish this series off tonight or whenever, 14-1, listen to most sports talk and you will learn. That's all I have to say about that. But do you think it's over tonight, Greg?
You know what? For some reason, I have just that funny feeling I could see this. I could see Cleveland really, really playing tough. I just had a funny feeling that Cleveland. I just had a funny feeling that Cleveland will probably step up and get a win, and then Golden State close it out at home.
Okay.
It's just a funny feeling.
Okay, if you're right, I definitely give you props on Monday. I think they look pretty demoralized to me, but we shall wait and see.
Yeah.
They could have some pride and say, not in my house. So that's a good point. Greg, let's look at, before we talk about Coach Stoops' retirement, let's turn to the NBA offseason. What can teams do to try to compete against the Warriors, especially your favorite team, the San Antonio Spurs? What do you think they're going to try to do to compete with this Warriors team?
Well, I think they're going to look at a free agent in Chris Paul, and because Tony Parker is not going to be ready until January. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
So that means you need to look at keeping. Well, you know, DeJounte Murray's a keeper. Jonathan Simmons, he could be on the open market. Patty Mills is definitely on the open market. So you know, the Spurs and Tony Parker will be back. You tell me until January 2018. Come on now. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll definitely I'll keep following it. It'll be interesting offseason for sure. But, Greg, let's turn attention. We're almost out of time. We've got to get your thoughts on Bob Stoops' retirement, unexpected retirement. What are your thoughts on that? And what are your thoughts on the new coach, Lincoln Riley? Excuse me.
Well, it is indeed a shocker that, I was at work in the production room and looking through my iPad. When I saw this notice on here, I nearly fell off the edge of my seat. What? And then I said, well, maybe he's going to listen. But then I was talking with some people at work, and he said, well, I don't know. I mean, is it effective immediately? Because if he's retired just like that, I mean,
yeah, that's what shocked me. Yeah,
then Lincoln Riley. When I saw where Lincoln Riley is the next head coach, you know, and that leads me to Lincoln Riley. Oh yeah, we'll see how he does. You know, he's helped won some games. Now he's a head coach. he's you know, you're in a good position, man. You got all that talent in the world. So,
a lot of added responsibility. Yeah, that's true. Recruiting and
that's right.
How you handle the media. Yeah, so it'll be very
yeah. Yes. That's going to be.
I do think he. I think he'll do a good job. I was a little shocked they didn't do a national wide search, but it is something to say. Like I said, for continuity. So it'll be interesting how he does, especially with this team is loaded. So it'll be very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, Greg, since this is your last segment, at least for the foreseeable future, got to give a chance to get your final thoughts to the people.
Well, first of all, like I said, it's good to be on the program and everything. And, you know, listen to Greg Barrice. You'll learn something. And I'm just telling you, don't be stating the obvious, okay? All right?
Yeah.
That's number one. If you want to listen to Greg Barrice, you know, and number two, don't be watching shows like what we were telling you. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Anytime you hear someone say, "Well, we got a big announcement, man, it's pretty big," I'm just telling you, learn from experience. Yeah, you be the judge of that. We say, yeah, we'll be the judge of that. If it's good, okay. But if it's lousy, we're calling you out. And this is
that's 100% true. That is true. Well,
there
Greg,
you go.
Thank you for another great segment. Hopefully we'll be back on the air in the near future, God's will. So we shall wait and see. All right, man. Have a great rest of your day. All right, folks. That was our favorite segment. We chatting with Greg for the last time. Don't forget, this is my last Friday show. I do have one more show left. On Monday, we'll be talking NBA Finals. Hopefully I'll get to celebrate going 14-1 in my NBA playoff predictions. Charles Barkley, Shaq, they didn't do it. Listen to Mo Sports Talk and you will learn. But we'll be talking about that on Monday. So have a blessed rest of your weekend. Trust in God. God is good. And we'll talk to you Monday on Mo's Sports Talk.